This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna's bringing some work it's been outsourcing to Avcorp Industries in Canada back in-house. Avcorp says it still believes its business is viable and suggests remuneration may be coming from Cessna. Sean Elliott, a member of EAA's staff since 1996, has been named VP of Government and Industry Relations, succeeding Earl Lawrence. Aerojet says it will hire 25 engineers in Huntsville, Alabama, to support government and prime customers located in the Huntsville area and across the southeastern U.S. An experienced helicopter pilot in a Bell 206 equipped with a wire cutter still needed skill and luck to get down safely after hitting a static cable during a powerline inspection flight. NASA's Mars Odyssey, launched in 2001, broke a record last Wednesday, becoming the longest-serving spacecraft at the Red Planet. The company that operates the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center has hired a consultant to develop a 10-year master plan, which will include a $100 million display centered around a retired shuttle, if it can get one. A new, optionally piloted helicopter called FireX was successfully test-flown by Bell Helicopter and Northrop Grumman under full autonomous control December 10th. It's based on the venerable Bell 407. Boeing says it partnered with Ethiopian Airlines and Seattle Anesthesia Outreach for last week's 777-200LR transport of much-needed anesthesia equipment to Black Lion Hospital in Ethiopia. And Santa will deliver gifts more quickly and efficiently this year, thanks to the FAA and NextGen. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, we'll get an update on the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, from Chairman Bob Wood. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.